You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The winds of spring will be mighty welcome at Kite Fest 2018, coming up Sunday, May 6th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Illinois State University's Hancock Stadium in Normal. The event is a fundraiser for the organization For a Better Tomorrow. The event directors are Steve Grady and Tejas Johnny. And Johnny says this is a perfect family event.
You can bring your whole family to on a nice, you know, nice day in May. Come out, have a face painting, henna tattoos. Your venue is going to be literally that filled with all those activities. But also, we're going to have a live band. We're going to have a run, fun run for all the kids. So that's something we're adding. And then K-9 comes out from Normal Police, and they do a little demonstration. And I tell you what, like, everybody stops for that. And that's a good little break from flying kites and stuff. But we have live band. Sweetwater will be playing. And flying kites. So, you know, it's unique in itself, and it's for the whole family.
Well, you also have nonprofits that will be joining you that day. Steve, tell me about the nonprofits and what they're there for.
We have we call it a nonprofit alley, where local nonprofits can come out and talk about what they do in the community. And it's all about awareness, making sure the community knows what's available out there from a nonprofit standpoint.
So who do you have signed up?
So far, we have Heartland Head Start, an organization called Fostering Dignity. We are efforting to get a couple more, such as the YWCA, Labyrinth, and Stepping Stones programs.
BCAI, Breaking Chains, Advance and Increase. And they're doing some great work in their community, just promoting dancing and just art through children. So they're coming out. We've got Community Healthcare Clinic and MCCA. You know, last year we had MCCA come out. Matt is phenomenal to work with, and they're doing some great work in our community. So just, I think the whole idea for having that platform for our nonprofits to come out to free of charge and have that platform where they can come and talk about what they're doing. Because, you know, one thing, you know, working in nonprofits, we all have learned is that there are so many of them, and not everyone gets to know about what they're there for, right? And this is a great opportunity for partnering up with other nonprofits in our community. And
well, you know, I haven't actually flown a kite since I was a kid, so it's not like I have one in the closet ready to go, like I have a baseball bat ready to go. So if I don't have a kite, am I still going to be okay at Kite Fest?
No problem. Come on out. We've got kites for you. We've got kites that will be there for sale. So if you're a rookie, if you're a first-time kite flyer, or you haven't flown a kite in a long time, we've got a beginner kite for you. It's going to be a 42-inch kite, and it flies really, really well. Believe me, I've tested it out a few times.
Well, now, you're very good at kite flying. I mean, I see your posts on Facebook, and you're out with your son, and you're flying a kite. Steve, how do you assess your kite flying abilities?
I am one of the rookies, as Tejas points out. I'm Charlie Brown, if you will. The trees have always
There's no trees.
But that is a good thing about Hancock Stadium.
No trees in there. Well, all right, Tejas, what kind of advice could you give to Steve and other people who are starting out?
Well, first of all, come out, right? You got to show up to fly kites. So please come out, first of all. And when you come out there, we're going to have kite assembly tables ready for you. So we're going to help you assemble the kites. So not to worry there. We're also going to have some fancy kites available. So for those, last year we had some really cool kites that some of the people were flying, and we almost had a competition going where whose kite was going to be way up in the sky, and they're still trying to reel it all down. So
because they really do get up there really high. They're just these little specks up there, and I don't know how they managed to control them at that height.
Exactly. And so my advice, come out. We will help you get set up your kite and everything, and then let the wind do its job, and then you just get out and have fun.
Steve, how many people do you hope show up?
Last year was record-setting. Each year of Kite Fest, we've had more and more people. So last year, we had 1,400 people. So we are hoping to top that this year. It would be nice to hit the 2,000 mark. So that's kind of what we're shooting for. That's what our goal is. I also wanted to add, not only do we have kites on site, but if people in the community have their own kites, their own kind of specialty kites, this is an event for them to come out and showcase their abilities, if you will.
Fancy ones. We want to see fancy ones. Otherwise, we've got the kites for sale. And, you know, from the funding aspect, too, like, we want to highlight that it's a free event for the whole community. We want every single person out from our community to come out and fly kites with us.
That's Tejas Johnny and Steve Grady, event directors for KiteFest 2018, coming up Sunday, May 6th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Hancock Stadium in Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.